Very excited coming up Wednesday, February 21st. High Valley stopping in Saskatoon, bringing the small town something tour. Tim and the Glory Boys in High Valley hitting that stage at TCU Place again Wednesday, February 21st. We got Brad Rempel from High Valley joining us on the show. Brad, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How about you? I saw a couple of weeks ago you guys got some snow down in Nashville.
Yeah, it shut this whole place down, so I'm excited that it's gone now because obviously I'm going to spend the entire month of February in Canada, so I'm getting all the snow that I want and love and need in that month. But no, we're doing good over here. We're one more day at home and then hit the road tomorrow.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you got a pretty big week ahead because, I mean, kickoff to the tour over on the East Coast happening at the end of the week, but then also EP release day as well on Friday.
Yeah, we're really pumped about it. We've been leaking a few of these new songs on a Small Town Something EP and, you know, put out a song called Bye Boy Baseball last night, and people are loving that one. And I just love sharing the stuff I've been writing anytime. I love the way the world's going with music now, where you can just release so much of it. And, for years, I've had so many songs just kind of locked away in a vault and only recorded, you know, 10 every 2 years. But lately, we've been firing off a lot more songs. It's been fun.
Well, and I know that you've been at this for a long time now, but I would imagine that feeling of sharing a little bit of yourself with every release just never gets old or never diminishes.
No, it's really, and I feel like, you know, my wife and I have been married for 20 years now. I have a 15-year-old son and a 12-year-old son. It's like, there's this different thing that I want to sing about. You know, I basically launched a song about quit buying your kids cell phones and buy them baseballs instead. You know, that stuff that I probably wouldn't have cared too much about 10 years ago, but I definitely do now.
Well, it's just amazing, too, because you look through the music catalog of things that you've written, and it kind of, like you said, it sort of documents your mindset at times like this. You know, you spend some time being a father, you gain different perspectives, and that has just like a direct impact on the music that you're writing.
Yeah, it definitely does. And High Valley, we've always said that we're about faith and family and country music. And I think that's what people can expect at any High Valley show, certainly on this tour. But also, we, you know, I think we might have like the highest beats per minute, you know, in country music history. So it's still really upbeat and really fun and really sing along. And we try and kind of make it feel almost like a soccer stadium, you know, with the crowd chanting along with us during our shows. And every once in a while, we chill it out for a little bit and sing a story song. But man, it's just a lot of fun. We can't wait to get back out there.
Oh, man. Well, and specifically, Bye Boy Baseball, I mean, that's one that hits home. It delivers a very concise message. And so this was a song that you had written and originally had your friend Granger Smith record it. So we actually have a High Valley version of the song now. Are you guys breaking this one out on tour?
You know, I think we will. We're going to try it at rehearsals the day after tomorrow. And yeah, I wrote the song and Granger recorded it. And then it never ended up becoming a single. He actually retired from country music, and I was like, well, then I'm going to record the song. So love Granger, love his version, but it's just my favorite song that I've ever wrote. And over the years, there's been a lot of my songs that I let other people record that I've been very thankful for, but I've also been a little regretful, like, man, maybe that should have been a High Valley song. So this was a golden opportunity to let the song be both.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's just that amazing feeling of like something that you've put together that you're so proud of and that you personally relate to. So you take ownership of that. And you can really feel that when you hear the song. What other types of messages are on the EP?
Man, well, you've already heard some of it. You know, Small Town Something being the title track, and can't wait to play that one live for the first time for the folks on this tour. There's a song called Counting Them Up that's just about counting all your blessings, and we definitely, in the band, we're very blessed and we're very thankful, and we just think the world, quite honestly, could be probably a lot happier of a place if everybody would chill out a little bit and remember to be thankful for whatever they've got and then kind of start their day that way. So we love that song. Man, the record comes out on February 2nd, so there's all kinds of good stuff I can't wait for people to hear.
Well, and then chomping on the bit to get out on the the road. I mean, this is exciting. Small Town Something Tour. Dates on the tour are selling out. This is going to be a big cross-Canada trek. So at this point, I mean, the week leading up to the tour, there's a lot of prep that goes into this, you know. In terms of logistics, yeah, but I would imagine quite a bit of mental and emotional prep going into a big tour like that, too.
Yeah, you know, like, my wife and I have been married for 20 years, and the longest we've ever been apart is 13 days. And this is going to be 26, 24 days that we won't see each other or my kids. I won't see my kids either. So and pretty much twice as long as we've ever been apart. And I don't think I'll know what that feels like until, you know, day 14. And I'll have broke the record and been like, ugh. But that part's going to suck. I mean, there's no sugarcoating that.
So really kind of a test of strength in the way of a tour.
Yeah, and you know, it's music is kind of like farming, and that's what I grew up doing. You work all year to get ready for harvest, and then that's kind of when push comes to shove, and you might not get to sleep very much, and you might not always have as much time as you wish, but it's harvest season, and that's what's going on. Thankfully for me, I love touring. I love playing these songs. I cannot wait to see the fans and to hear them sing it along. So my harvest season of 3 weeks, yeah, it's too bad that my family can't be there with me, but it's incredible. We've got, like I said, so much to be thankful for, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, and then taking kind of a different type of family on tour with you. I know good friends of yours, Tim and the Glory Boys, are heading on the road with you guys. You guys did Take Me Back Road with them. You took them under your wing as a manager. How did that whole relationship kind of come to be?
Yeah, you know, I've been a fan of Tim's for years. He was the lead singer of this really, really famous Christian rock band called Starfield. So they just won every award all the time and sold out all these shows, and he called me one day and said he wanted to try a country record, and I've been along for the ride ever since, managing them and you know, just helping them write the songs, find the songs, find the producers, and man, you know, their first album they put out, they go and win album of the year, so I think they're doing all right.
Absolutely. Well, and then with you guys being such good friends, I feel like, you know, the crowd are a part of something special when they go to High Valley and Tim and the Glory Boys playing together, and very excited to get a slice of that here in Saskatoon. TCU Place, Wednesday, February 21st. What can we expect when we come to the concert for the night?
You can expect a lot of energy. Definitely bring comfortable shoes because you're going to be up on your feet a lot, you know, and we love people singing along. We love people clapping and screaming and dancing, but we're also going to chill it out and give you some songwriter stuff, some story songs, just to, you know, give you a little breather in between. But I can tell you that Tim and the Glory Boys, that's a high energy show too, and those guys are hilarious. So it should be really, really fun. It's a week after Valentine's, so, you know, give them the tickets on Valentine's Day and bring them a week later.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just the perfect plan. Very excited for that show. Brad, good luck with the start of the tour and with the EP release. I guess to wrap things up, I got a couple of listener-fielded questions from our text line, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right. First up, Robin, what is your all-time favorite venue to play in?
I'd say the Grand Ole Opry. We've played the Opry 14 times now, and still just get goosebumps every time.
Right. Just incredible, the history that's happened on that stage. And next up, Alex, favorite thing to eat first thing after you step off the stage?
Man, I'm sorry, but I'm so incredibly boring. I like to have a protein shake in a perfect world, I'd have chicken fajitas if there was some available.
Awesome. High Valley, Small Town Something Tour with Tim and the Glory Boys stopping at TCU Place Wednesday, February 21st. And lucky you, still tickets available. Pick those up over at thebull.ca. Brad Rempel from High Valley, thank you so much for chatting today.
Hey, thanks for having me. We'll see you soon.